finding a new use for waste from the lumbering era. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The lumbering boom in Michigan in the 1800s made some people very rich. It also left a lot of waste behind.
We don't have to go very far to see any slabwood. I see some already sticking out there.
Terry Heatley is walking in the mud on the south side of Muskegon Lake.
Slabwood is what was left over when they squared off the logs to actually make planks. So this is like the outside of a log that back in the 1800s, apparently there was no use for that, so they just threw it in the water.
There are piles of this wood poking up out of the water. Heatley is a habitat restoration specialist with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. He says a little bit of wood can actually be good shelter for fish, but when there's this much slab wood, it's not so great.
Where you see extensive areas of wood, and in some cases sawdust, has just been dumped throughout time and has essentially suffocated the bottom, so you don't get the natural benthic community. You don't get those organisms that live in the sediments existing there. They're essentially suffocated.
So it can affect the little creatures that fish like to eat. And Heatley says if there's too much wood and sawdust on the bottom, fish can also have trouble making babies. So Heatley and the project team want to get the slab wood out of Muskegon Lake. So far, they've dredged more than 180,000 metric tons of stuff out of the lake, and most of it was slab wood, wood chips, and sawdust. But one of the stickiest issues is what to do with it.
There are places that use material like this for energy. You know, they burn it. But couldn't find anybody that wanted the quantities that we were pulling out of here.
So Heatley says they had to throw most of it in a landfill. He says they're trying to find better uses for the rest of it that's still in the lake. But Terry Heatley did stumble across one person who wants all the slab wood he can bring her.
Now I'm the fish lady in the summer. It's kind of a creepy title, but I'll take it.
Victoria Fox's basement is full of painted fish. There are trout and sockeye salmon on an easel and a sturgeon on the pool table. Fox made all of these fish out of slab wood. She started by hanging out at sawmills to get their scrap lumber. But then one day, she met Terry Heatley at the Ann Arbor Farmers Market.
He said, boy, can I bring you some wood. And I said, perfect, bring it.
So ever since, the scientist has been hauling sopping wet slab wood from Muskegon Lake across the state to the artist. The piece of slab wood Fox is working with today was so soaked it took 2 months to dry out. She's drawn the outline of a golden trout on the front.
Get a jigsaw going here.
She cuts out the fish, and then she'll paint it and spray it with a clear polyurethane finish. Fox says a lot of people ask her to make fish that look like the one that got away.
Usually I laugh with the guys that stop, and I tell them that they're male fantasy fish because it was this big. Sure it was.
This spring, the NOAA team will dredge another 67,000 cubic yards of logging debris out of Muskegon Lake. Most of it is slab wood. It might be a whole lot more than Victoria Fox can make use of, but she insists she's up for it.
Mostly, I like being part of what they do, and that's, you know, cleaning up the lakes. I feel privileged that he came to me, and I'm happy to do whatever they bring to me. I'll continue.
You can see a slideshow of the slab wood piles in Muskegon Lake and the painted fish at michiganradio.org. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.